Welcome to Pop Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And we are here with
最好的哥们是小虎。
It's pretty 河南。
That's very 河南。
Straight out of Zhengzhou, yeah.
小虎。
小虎。
Yes.
So, a friend of Pop Up Chinese decided to locate himself in the bum end of nowhere.
Yes.
That's the subject of today's dialogue. Let's take a listen.
你认识弗兰克吗？
弗兰克哪个弗兰克？
就是那个弗兰克·弗拉德拉。
哦，他不是住在河北了吗？
你认识弗兰克吗？
弗兰克哪个弗兰克？
就是那个弗兰克·弗拉德拉。
哦，他不是住在河北了吗？
Let's go over this like line by line and,、mm-hmm. and see what's going on.
你认识弗兰克吗？
弗兰克
is Frank.
I have trouble sometimes with proper nouns
because、
I don't know. Maybe it's a name. Maybe it's a neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, the clue here is the word
认识
right, which means to know somebody.、
Mm-hmm. Do you know Frank? 弗兰克哪个弗兰克
Frank, which Frank?
就是那个弗兰克·弗拉德拉。
So it's Frank Fradella.
Oh, 他不是住在河北了吗？
Doesn't he live in Hebei? So we can see that foreign names are not meant to go into Chinese.
Yeah, I had a butchered name. Having Anthony, the first, I've gone through a series of Chinese names. My first name was An Dongni.
Yes, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.I never was given the name by the teacher, but I've had Chinese friends refer to me as Bulandong.
This is pretty good translation for Frank.
Yeah, but Chinese sucks when it's dealing with foreign sounds. You can't do it.
You guys don't have good names.
So let's listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some thoughts.
你认识弗兰克吗？
弗兰克哪个弗兰克？
就是那个弗兰克·弗拉德拉。
哦，他不是住在河北了吗？
The verb.
认识。
To know somebody, or to recognize.
You really got to distinguish this word with 知道。
I was making the mistake when I first came to Beijing where I would talk to the taxi driver and say, 你认识不认识这个地方?
Yeah.
And then I switched to the correct...
知道
Yeah.
你知道王府井吗
Yeah. Yeah, 认识 is only for people, and you can't even use it for, like, animals, right?
It's a bit weird. It would
be weird to ask the question, even, but anyway.
我认识小虎。
So it's, I know 小虎。
你认识那个人吗
Do you know that person?
你知道王府井吗
Right, so this is 知道 meaning to know a fact. Do you know 王府井?
你知道那个电影吗?
Do you know that movie? Right, moving on, the question is
弗兰克,哪个弗兰克?
So Frank, which Frank? And the word for which there is
哪个?
And the reply is
就是那个弗兰克·弗拉德拉。
So the key verb there is 就是
which to emphasize 就是
Yeah, it's that one. It's Frank Fadella. Exactly.
Precisely it's, Frank.
Yeah, it's emphasizing that it's not just Frank. It is
就是那个
It is Frank.
就是那个大卫
So it's David.
就是那个布兰登
It's Brendan.
I know you hate it.Okay, so now here's our last line. 他不是住在河北了吗?
Isn't he living in Hebei?
他不是住在河北了吗?
Now, ma at the end of the sentence makes it a yes or no question.
不是吗?
Isn't it?
那不是弗兰克吗?
Isn't that Frank?
这不是大卫吗?
Isn't this David?
这不是小虎吗?
Isn't this 小虎? All right, let's listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
你认识弗兰克吗？
弗兰克哪个弗兰克？
就是那个弗兰克弗拉德拉。
哦，他不是住在河北了吗？
In today's lesson, we learned a few things. First, we learned how to ask if you know a person.
认识
versus knowing a fact.
知道
Next, we learned how to emphasize that something is something.
就是
Finally, we learned how to ask a negative.
不是吗
In the sentence,
他不是住在河北了吗 Poor Frank.、
Yeah.In addition, we also learned that Chinese is a bad language to use to represent the sounds of other languages.
No, it's true. Not.
No, look.
You guys just don't have a good name.
Well, the what's Hillary Clinton? I always like this one.
Oh, yes. Hillary Clinton, Clinton.
Yes, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
And it takes me a couple of seconds to register.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a really egregious example. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Peter.
Anyway, it's really awkward sounding. It's not their fault. They never developed a proper language.
布兰登
We also learned that if you live far, far, far outside、mm-hmm. the center of Beijing, people will laugh at you.
Yes.
Now,
so don't make wrong decisions.
Yeah, be smart. We never leave the second ring road. Once you get outside it, it's all kind of gray and depressing and crappy.
I say fourth ring road. I mean, in the north end.
Anyway, if you have any questions about anything in today's lesson, you should...
Write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
And I'm Anthony 小虎.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Having trouble meeting someone special?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
Why not try it in a second language?
What's happening, the hot stuff?
Pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.